Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Mayshawn, and this is The Lyrical. He just treats women like pieces of ass. He doesn't love them. He's not into the romantic bullshit. He just wants to fuck them and leave them because he doesn't need them hanging around. First time one of these women that he's fucking asks him, what are we? What is the relationship? Or tries to DTR, he out. He doesn't have time for that shit. He's a player. He basically stores their contact information until he's feeling horny and needs to get off and wants to fuck hard. Then he'll call the girl. These women want him so bad because he's an irresistible specimen. Once they get in his car, they immediately start playing with his dick because they're so horny. Just because you might give a good blowjob doesn't mean I'm going to turn my life over to you. He's not prone to love. He does not feel those type of mushy bullshit feelings. He just tries to fuck, and he wants you to get in the car, and I will take you where I want to go and do with you what I want to do. The Black Barrio is a reference to the black neighborhood at the Mexican-American border. Here he outlines the life that he lives while realizing that his scenario does involve hooking up and fucking a lot of crazy women. But if they're too crazy, he just can't do it. He can't go anywhere without people recognizing him and women throwing themselves at him. He makes it known that him and his boy carry guns with them at all times. Now he wants you to know they don't pull out those guns over meaningless trivial shit. But he wants you to know that if you really get in his crosshairs, he'll pop a cap in your ass. He's saying, you're just some dumbass. Why don't you go learn something and be successful like I am? Because your woman, who's way too good looking to be wasting her time with you, is going to be out with me soon, and you're going to see us walking down your street as I take her away to fuck her. He's just spitting beats and ripping rhymes. He shouts out Timbaland, who's one of the producers on this track, and urges him to let him do his thing. The function of prose is used when a writer wants to tell a story in a straightforward manner, and when they want their writing to resemble everyday speech. He reminds you that if you get on my bad side, I will take out my gun and I'll use it. We get whatever women we want to get, and we keep them drunk, and we keep the party going. This is the big time and what it's like to live the high life. We just like getting fucked up and partying with these hot women and having sex with them. And you know I'm big time, because I hang out and do a lot of drugs, especially cocaine, with a big time player in the game, the Jigga Man. The artist here is referencing how when he's out and about with his homies, he's smoking, he's pouring the liquor. He keeps that bottle leaning in a way that allows the liquor to pour right into his glass or his cup. If these gentlemen go out and about to the mall, they try to get women. And guess what they do? Because they pimps and they get the women they want. He makes it known that even if he wasn't a big-time rapper, he'd still be an ultra-huge success and still ride in really high-end expensive cars. One more time, he wants you to know that they go out, they do drugs, but when they talk, people listen. And the noise they make is next level. He has enough sexual endurance for somebody like Pamela Anderson Lee, who at the time was one of America's biggest sex symbols. He wants you to know that, yeah, he's mainstream now, and he's on MTV and you'll see his videos, but at his core, he's still from the streets. So after he goes makes his money on MTV, he goes back to the streets, his home. He deals drugs, it's what he knows, it's what he's from, and he's proud of it. He also finds it amusing the amount of drugs that he's hustling and knows if he was ever that type of person who got caught, it would be laughable how jammed up he would be. He's the big pimp. He's the dog. He's got the money. It's his cheese they're spending with his boys, Bun B, Pimp C, and Timothy, one of the producers on the track. When it's all said and done, you can take it to the bank. We got girls in our car. We're going to ride with them and we're going to fuck them. That's what a pimp does. You're pimping out lots of women, having lots of sex, and spending big money because they have it. He then gives a nod to the rims on one of their cars because they're high-end and expensive. He also shouts out where Bun B and Pimp C are from, Port Arthur, Texas, and they're celebrating the fact that they are all on one track together at this moment. This song was released as a single on April 11th, 2000. And at one point years later, the artist was on the record expressing regret over some of the lyrics in this song, saying, quote, I can't believe I said that and kept saying it. What kind of animal would say this sort of thing? Reading it is really harsh, close quote. This song was the most successful track off of his album, Volume 3, Life and Times of S. Carter, and was released as a single on April 11th, 2000. Today's lyrical is none other than Jay-Z's Big Pimpin'. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.